Welcome to the Yolanda Shoshana podcast, where I get into lifestyle, pop culture, food, libations, advice, and a little bit of magic. Now, let's get wicked. Hey, hey, it is the Bruja in the Bronx. How are you? I hope you're doing well in your part of the world. Well, wonderful, fabulous, all of the above. I know some of you have been released and are out and about. I know Italy's going and doing their thing. So is France. I know Texas is bopping, Florida. I actually was supposed to be in Italy this week for a press trip. That got canceled, of course, which I'm bummed about. But I don't know if I'd actually want to travel right now anyway with all this going on, but it's supposed to happen next year, which I can't wait for, which will be great because I don't know if I really want to get on a plane anytime soon. So I'm okay with that, though I do want to hit Montreal. So I know there's a lot going on with people. I just feel like every time I go on Facebook or social media, I'm seeing all the pain people are in, and it's a season of death right now. And it's not all just COVID. Some of it is COVID related, though people killing themselves due to being depressed. Some of it is old age, of course, and just lots of things going on. But I don't know if I see this season ending until like closer to the end of the year, if not just going all the way to 2021. That's what I see right now. I hope that I am wrong. As it is, fall is known to be a season where more people pass away. It also, though, is a season where we get more spiritual visitors, where we'll see ancestors and people who've passed over. They like to come back and talk to us, which is why you have your Halloween and your Day of the Dead in those fall months and that darkness. So it's going to be very interesting when fall hits. I love fall. I love the visitors. It's going to be interesting, though, to see what kind of groove people are on, though, during that season. And as I've been doing readings, my psychic readings, I've been reading people all over different states, overseas, New York. I'm just really getting to hear about people's fears, their anxieties, and their stress. And I know that there's a lot of stress, and there will probably continue to be stress, but we shall overcome. That being said, I want to share a no stress spell with you. Now, I know some people are scared of spells. They think they're evil, as they think witches are evil. Well, I assure you, I am not evil. Witches are actually not evil. We're pretty cool, nice people. We're all about nature and working with the universe. That's what witchery is really about. And spells are simply prayers. When you say a prayer, that actually is a spell. You are telling the universe, you are communicating to the universe, the gods, the goddesses. You are letting them know what your heart desires. You are having a dialogue. You are putting it out there so that it can come to you. That is what a spell is. So, I get sent quite a few books, cookbooks, cocktail books, and witchy books. And I love it. I just love the combo of it all. And they send me these books to review. So, I get lots of tarot books, witch books, anything on magic. I have a book in my hand right now called The Practical Witch's Spellbook for Love, Happiness, and Success. I am going to share with you a quick, simple little spell that is in this book. It is so quick and easy. Now, I say to you, these words are simple and easy to do. If you want to change them up, feel free. You don't have to keep the spell the same way. This can just be a base. If you want to add to it, great. She recommends taking flower essence before saying these words. I recommend that too. A good substitute would be your CBD oil if you don't have flower essence. Because I know a lot of you are rocking that CBD oil. Totally makes sense. That would be good to just take a little drop and then you say these words into the universe. Put your heart and soul into it. Spells work with intention. That is the most important ingredient in a spell. So never forget that. So, no more stress spell. May I be healed by root and flower. May I become well through Mother Nature's power. May sleep and strength return to me. I am now healthy, happy, and stress-free. With harm to none, so mote it be. I'm going to repeat this one more time. See how quick and easy that is? May I be healed by root and flower. May I become well through Mother Nature's power. May sleep and strength return to me. I am now healthy, happy, and stress-free. No harm to none, so mote it be. And that's it. That is your spell. Like I said, you can use these words. You can switch it up. You can change it up. You can do whatever you like, but don't forget to put some intention behind it. That is your key ingredient. That's the magic right there. So I also say, if you don't have any plants or flowers in your home, to get some flowers. Always bring some great energy into your space, and beauty, and they cleanse the air. And of course, plants. Plants are great for all that. I just got 3 plants myself. I'm going to be adding to my plants. They're still alive. I was just nervous about keeping them alive. But I definitely recommend those types of things to help you. If you have herbs in your home, putting some in a little jar and having those out, like mint, great for you, or even starting a little herb garden. Urban gardening is a thing. Now, some of you have nice, big, pretty houses. Some of us live in the urban jungle, but you can totally create a little urban garden in your windowsill or in your kitchen so that you have those. And then that way you can go into your kitchen and it just makes you feel really nice. It's a good way to connect to the earth and to have a flow of magic in your home. And don't forget to sage your home every once in a while, or Palo Santos. So either way, I hope you are wonderful, well, and happy. And if you are feeling depressed, reach out to a friend, reach out to somebody that you trust so that you can get it out. It's important to get those things out. Don't feel bad about having to cry. You know, I've sat with people, most of my readings I've been doing, they're like 30 minutes, but they've definitely all been going over, and sometimes they've even gone almost into an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, and then they're like, oh my God, I'm over time. I'm like, I wasn't going to stop anybody in the middle of crying. I'm not going to do that, because people need to get it out. It's important to get it out. So don't forget to take a deep breath and be good to yourself. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to get a reading with me, just reach out to me. I'm scheduling them all the time at this point. I make it easy. I don't make you go to my website anymore. I have a website with readings on it, but now you can just email me and we schedule. It just makes it all easier for everybody. Nobody wants to think too hard right now, right? Don't forget to sign up for my newsletter, Culinary Courtesan, which is all about food and drink and yummy stuff. Things that make you happy, right? Things that help you live life through your senses. And stop by my website, YolandaShoshana.com. Thank you. All the best. Blessed be.